I have my last guest waiting patiently on the phone, and I would like to introduce Kelly Lamb, the CEO of Liberty House, which is helping people with domestic and family violence and specialist services in Port Macquarie. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Christine. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Well, there's lots to talk about, but this has all come about through Warhope Rotary, and we're having a organised a rally here at the park with 2-Way FM with regard to domestic and family violence, and it's a National Day of Action and Community Rally. So let's start with you. Gosh, where do I start? I guess when people come to you, there's they're in a state, of course, and obviously you've got specialist services there. And how do you go about helping these people who are in distress?
Oh, thanks, Christine. And look, first of all, I just want to acknowledge that I'm speaking to you today on the land of the Biripi people, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. We're very committed to supporting Aboriginal women and children in our community and on Biripi country. This is and always will be Aboriginal land. Look, we're delighted to hear about the rally that yourself and the Rotary Club of Warhope are planning for the 29th. It's incredible to know that, you know, communities like Warhope and all of the people involved in your organisations are taking part in something that's incredibly important to us here at Liberty, but, you know, important for the safety of women and children right across our area. And I know that when women see organisations like yours come out in support, in solidarity, it actually really does make a difference to them. It's very empowering. So I just want to say thank you to you and to Loris and all of the people there in Warhope that are going to get behind this rally on the 29th.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Look, Liberty have been here for over 40 years, and we've been empowering women and children to find safety. Our focus is about helping families through every stage of their journey towards safety. We help women in crisis secure a safe place to stay. And we have a whole range of programs and services that we offer both women and children and families. We work with men who perpetrate violence to recognise their actions and their issues that they have with family violence, and we concentrate on keeping women and children safe through that work with men. So, you know, there's an opportunity for support for entire family through Liberty services.
Well, that's wonderful to know. And do you believe that this problem has become noticeably worse over the past few years? Or is it just something that's been around for a long time?
Look, domestic and family violence has been around for a very long time, and it's unfortunately increasing in our community and in many other communities across Australia. We've supported over 2,260 women and children and participants in the community this year, and that's an increase year on year for us. We know that domestic and family violence doesn't discriminate, and we know that there's opportunities for women and children to reach out to our services. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of advocacy from a lot of agencies in the last few years, and government have also been behind, you know, really ensuring that people know where to get help. So we're, you know, we've had domestic and family violence behind closed doors for a very long time, and still is in a lot of respects. There is a conversation, Christine, that's happening in community now around domestic and family violence. And I think that's certainly shifting and improving, you know, women's empowerment and courage to come and reach out for support.
It's absolutely a wonderful organisation. If someone comes to you, how long are they able to stay with you? Are you able to place them in a safe place for temporarily or for a good while?
We follow the woman's lead. Then, you know, that's really at the centre of how we work. So it's really, we're guided by a woman's individual circumstances and those circumstances of her children. So we offer crisis accommodation, and so we have two women's refuges, women and children's refuges, and they are designed for that intensive case management support where women and children are fleeing violence and need a safe place. And the stay in those accommodations can be as long as a woman really needs, but we generally have it for around a 12-week period.
Right.
And then, you know, it's then supporting that woman then to transition into that next stage. And that could be that, you know, she's established herself in a private rental, or she's, you know, resuming to go back to her own home, or, you know, she might be looking for a transitional property to live in for another 12 months. So that's another program that we offer where we're still in supporting that woman and her children, and we're providing some accommodation that's more a transitional space for her to build on her empowerment and, you know, set herself up so she can, you know, then move on to whatever that stage is beyond that 12 months.
Of course. And how is Liberty House funded?
Liberty Domestic and Family Violence Specialist Services is primarily funded by the state government. So we are funded for three programs, and that support allows us to have the real foundational services here in Port Macquarie Hastings LGA. And we are then funded through philanthropic funding. The generosity of the likes of the Paul Ramsey Foundation support us in the work that we do with families and working with the men who use violence. And then we have the enormous generosity of our community who fundraise for us or provide us donations throughout the year. So we are very... very, very fortunate to live in a community that is so generous, because without the generosity of the community, we would be very restricted to the very basic fundamentals of the government funding.
Well, that's good. And thanks to the community that help out as well. And before we go, time has just about run out, unfortunately. Sunday, the 24th of November, there is a coastal walk against domestic and family violence. And is that has been cancelled a couple of times because of the weather. So you ask everyone to come and get involved with that.
Yes, we do. Thanks, Christine. Look, it's a big event for Liberty. We've been hosting this event for over 10 years, and we're absolutely delighted that it's back on again this year. As you said, Sunday the 24th of November. A new format this year, so the event is going to start at Westport Park with a community gathering, a barbecue breakfast, some entertainment, and then the walk then heads east towards the beaches. And anyone can choose their own finish line, whether it's Town Beach, Flynn's Beach or Lighthouse Beach. It's just a really wonderful way of bringing the community together to really recognise and support the so many women and children that are impacted by domestic and family violence, and then the flow-on effect to so many family members and services in our community. So we'd love to see as many people as can be available to come down and join us on Sunday the 24th of November at 8:30 start for breakfast.
Excellent. That's wonderful. And if anyone needs to get in touch with you, 65832155 is the correct number?
That's correct, Christine.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kelly, and for everything that you do on this important topic that we've been speaking about with domestic and family violence. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Christine. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye now. And that was Kelly Lamb from the Liberty Domestic and Family Violence Specialist Services in Port Macquarie.